Hello and welcome back, listeners. Today we have a reoccurring segment, Humanist Report, with Ian Bushfield, who is here holding two hats. One is the BC Humanist Association Executive Director, and the other is, well, just plain Ian. Hello, Ian, and welcome back.
Hi, Don. Thanks for having me.
Lots is happening in the humanist world. First, we should talk about the Atheist Church. We talked on our show about the growing movement of the Sunday service in the UK and how they've sort of welcomed the title of atheist churches. I've been reading lately, and apparently this is like a global movement now that's taking off everywhere. I understand the BC Humanists, prior to this, have had, you know, their own sort of regular Sunday meeting. First, what's happening there, and why do you have one?
Yeah, so we found a lot of our members just really want a community. They want somewhere they can come, hear interesting topics, and meet some people who are like-minded. It happened to be that most people who are non-religious happen to be free on Sunday morning, and we found a good venue that we can get on a recurring schedule. So we have a meeting every week on Sunday morning. And we don't call it church, but those who are happy to in places like Calgary and London are, I guess, welcome to.
Well, that leads to my second question. I mean, what do you think of the idea of actually calling it an atheist church? Somehow I would have thought you'd reject that title.
I know a lot of our members. Thank you.
never stop myself from playing that thing. It's of course Plastic Man, your British guy from Canada. 101.9 FM CITR, live from UBC, possibly in stereo. Okay, let's make it official.
If any member of the family should die whilst in the shelter from contamination, put them outside, but remember to tag them first for identification purposes.
FM CITR, live from UBC, possibly in stereo. Hans von Kloss here, and this is Music Hour. That was, of course, Caroline with her ever sexy guest, and she'll be here for 1 hour next Wednesday, right after Val, with Folk Oasis from 10 till 11. I'm your Polish import. Of course, you missed me last week. I hope you did. I did go to see Killing Joke. Very, very, very disappointing. Nothing like the one show I've seen in 2007 with Raven still alive. I guess Killing Joke now becomes one of those bands that really age is ugly and really cannot keep up with the time. But I don't know what's going on with that microphone here, but we have something somewhere going on. Funny feedback. Maybe that's those ridiculous headphones. Let's try those. Okay, that's better, I guess. One more thing about a Killing Joke concert. There's a manager coming out to the crowd about an hour before the concert and asks all the girls if they have a black eyeliner for jazz. So that's how you come to prepare to the concert. But I don't think he needed any eyeliner anymore. He kind of looks like Alice Cooper increasingly now, and it isn't good. It is not good. I think that playing all life and basically every night of your life, it just kind of shows on your face, on your body. So that was my last Killing Joke concert. I don't think I want to see them again. And I just wish I wasn't going. I didn't go there last Wednesday because I remember them so great, so fucking great. Last 2007 it was, I think. Or yeah. No, well. Well. Once again, 101.9 FM, CITR, Hans von Kloss, your Polish prince, and this is Miser Hour. Today is number, I believe 8 of May 2013. I'll be here till something like before 1, and then Pyra will take over with a vampire's ball till 5, I believe, or 6 a.m. So stay tuned for this, and then Andy or Graham or Adam will start around 7 or 8 with End of the World News. Always where to tune into. And then on and on and on CATR. Lots of decent shows. Some really crappy, embarrassing ones, but that's what makes it radio beautiful. There's some things that you just hate here, and some you love them. And wouldn't that be boring if you would have to love everything that you hear? And that gives you opportunity to change the dial and look for some other stations. Speaking of one, there's a one, 106.3. It's, I think, believe in Nation's native station. Did I say Nation station? Native station. I don't know where they broadcast from, but it's commercial free, and it's just pretty good stuff. Speaking of radio or media itself, I don't know if you ever watch any local news here, CTV, CBC, or whatever the hell they are, or BCTV or something, or UTV, VTV, they have some funny names. And any of those, it just makes you wonder, besides the news that they keep pushing to you, I'm talking about aesthetics. I don't know if those people have a hairdresser or stylist in the station, but they really look like they need a shower and they need to go and look in the mirror. It's really bad. It's really, really bad. You don't go in front of the camera like looking like this. It's really pathetic. I don't know if any of you watched any European news. And it's, you don't have to even listen to those people. You just looking at them, it's a pleasure. Here is just like a throw up. You just can't stand watching them, because it's just, you think you're gonna get dirty just by looking at them. Yeah, but then again, that's me. I'm very picky, and I'm from Poland. I know nothing, absolutely nothing. Well.
I can't
Yeah, ever brilliant. Glass, Vegas. Not the band. His song, of course. The Ice Cream Truck, I believe that's the title of it. Very good album, but, well, a kind of disappointing the second one. Maybe that's good. That's good. And this silence is brought to you by CITR, of course. I'm having some problem. I know I'm having problem all my life. I know that. Bad with the headphones here. I'm getting dizzy of talking to myself. To all of you out there, I wish you all the best. And for those people who are involved in a testing on animals, using animals in any kind of industry, whatever it is, abusing them, neglecting them, killing them for other reason than food. I hope your life will be, of course, miserable for as long as you stop doing this. And that applies, of course, as well to people who are abusing animals in as domestic ways, so-called, and taking their own problems on animals, and they think that will solve their ego this way. So once again, all of you injecting rabbits, dogs with bleach and other type of chemicals, or just putting diodas to live animals and keeping them in cages for months, suffering every single minute of their lives, I hope. And maybe one day you will end up this way and you can have a taste of it. And of course, if you think that this kind of activity brings any benefit to the human race, think again. I'm getting really angry again. I can't be doing this, can I? Maybe I should. I know this thing will change zero, absolutely zero, but I may be aware, maybe they will make somebody, maybe two people out there who are listening accidentally to this radio, to look at this and think, and maybe not to shake the hand of the guy who works in a lab down the road that opens live mice or injects dogs with some very funny things. And like I say, if you think that's beneficial for you somehow, somewhere, next time you take your children and give them bath, before this, just put a little bleach in their eyes and we'll see how that's gonna work for you, if that's so cool and beneficial. SS 101.9 FM, CITR, live from UBC, possibly in stereo. And here it is. It's easy to laugh, it is easy to hate, it takes strength to be gentle and kind.
sluggish golden river, a sickly golden trickle, a golden sticky trickle. You can hear the bones humming. You can hear the bones humming, and the car reverse is over. The body in the basin, in the shallow seaplane basin.
Ostia, the death of Pasolini. I hope you know who the Pier Paolo Pasolini was. Well, I'm not going to educate you. Just look at the director from Italy. Maybe you'll find out. Some say he was killed because he was a communist. Some say he was killed because he was a gay. Some say he was killed because of both above. I guess for some people that's enough reason to take somebody's life. life isn't worth much. It never has been for some of us. 101.9 FM, CITR. It's dark and it's night and it's warm. A telephone is calling, believe it or not. I'll pick up the phone. Just give me a second. We'll go to some more Cocteau Twins and who knows where else. Why not? So here it is. The Garlands by Cocteau Twins.
Thank you.
Mr. Robert Smith and The Cure from The Top. Basically, he made this record by himself, except drums. And yeah, that's apparently, I don't know that for sure. I just don't know anything for sure, but there's a story that he was at his peak of using some kind of chemicals. And voluntarily, of course. And yeah, for my money, that's probably the best album released by The Cure, on The Top. It's just weird, it's psychedelic, and it's fucking rocks every single song. So I guess the drugs are good, but not for animals, you people out there. So use it on yourself, and good for you. I have no problem with that. To my friend from this very town of Vancouver, I suppose. Is that? It's a beautiful name, apparently. It's the name of the Captain Vancouver, apparently. Is it? But even if that wasn't the name of the Captain Vancouver or anybody, it's just phonetically, it just sounds cool. Vancouver. But that's one of not too many good things about this place. It could be a heaven here, but the people that I dislike more and more and more are making it just very difficult to leave. By the way, you people driving out there at night, be very, very aware of bus drivers running red lights and RCMP. What I've noticed, the buses just honk before they enter an intersection, just going through a red light like that. And the cops, of course, they can't wait 30 seconds. Just put the signal on and just keep going through the red light. So, yeah, they special, aren't they? They so special. And here it is, Never Let Me Down Again. It's a Synaptic Dub remix. I think it's just on a whole new level, new song, but it's worth listening. Of course, it's everything that I'm playing here. I'm just fucking with you. 101.9 FM, CITR, Hans von Kloss, your Pollock here. And please don't call me now. Don't call me names either. I'm going for a cigarette. Call me in 10 minutes. Thank you. Well, ambient version of Never Let Me Down. You know what? I think they should hire that guy. Synaptic Dub Remix. Whoever that guy is. He would just take Depeche Mode different places. Incredible talent. It is midnight. Brand new day. I even have a voice. Can you believe it? Okay. We have those sound effects here. Brand new day number 9 coming up. You are one day closer. And midnight. And there's a music that's old and refuses to be so. And like I say, nothing is too old or too new for that show. So my old European school of radio, where everything goes, and it's kind of works for me anyway. I usually get bored with I don't want to go through it again anyway. I like radio when something happens, and it's not to please everybody, it's just to make it interesting a little bit, because you know, I've noticed that I love punk, I love heavy metal, but listen to this for hour, 2 hours, it just kind of puts me to sleep. So there it is. We'll have some Killing Joke for you guys who missed the show. Once again, I tell you, it was disappointing, and if you have seen them before, good thing you didn't go. You haven't seen them before, good thing you didn't go. In both cases, you would be disappointed, so it's all good. Yeah, there it is. Just for you, 101.9 FM, CITR. I'm going to have my Benson and Hedges moment. If I come back, it means I didn't die yet. So here it is. That's a 13 minutes and 30 seconds of absolutely stunning music from Pink Floyd. And if you don't appreciate that music, you're probably deaf or you're dead by now. I don't know anybody who can logically explain it to me, what's wrong with that music. But then again, people listen to Celine Dion, so what can I say? What can I possibly say? Or what is his name? Jay-Z?
shone like the sun.
If anybody is looking for a dog, I just went for cigarette, and there's a black and white medium-sized dog. It's kind of size of setter. I don't know, about 50, 60 kilo, looking hungry. Wouldn't come to me, so I was obviously lost. If you, anybody looks for your dog, or you know somebody who's looking for a dog, it's just running in the UBC area. And I know I used to take my dog to UBC area, and she takes off after coyotes or and other life forms. And as smart as she always comes back. But obviously this dog could have lost his way back, and he's just wandering about in the UBC area here. So if you're looking for one, well, come here, and it's somewhere here. So, anyway, 101.9 FM CTR. That's your weekly intake of some decent notes. Pyra is coming at 1 or maybe before with Vampire's Ball. We had a little chat about Bono, and yeah, no comment. You know who that guy is. Actually, the sunglasses that actually wearing Bono, number one. Well, nobody does those concept albums anymore. That's really unfortunate, because you listen to about 40-50 minutes of music that really tries to to take you places. And I know many people have problem with this kind of progressive, like prog rock music. But there's quite a few bands there that really knew what they were doing. Yeah, that's the, well, you kids. That's Pink Floyd, of course. I wish you were here. I will go to Poland for a change. That's one of my favorite albums ever, 1971. That's my first band ever I've seen in my life. Breakout with Gdybym był wichrem, which means if I was a wind, or something like this. I would open my arms, and I can't really, that lyrics are really too twisted. The Polish is a little bit more developed language than English, so it's really hard to translate those things back. But maybe you have grandma or grandfather from Poland. I will tell you what that is and how that goes. 101.9 FM CITR, live from UBC, possibly in stereo.
to jeszcze dziś. Gdybym był burzą, to jeszcze dziś. Porwałbym cię niby listek, by aż do nieba ciebie nieść. Porwałbym cię niby listek, by aż do nieba ciebie nieść. Jeszcze dziś.
Yeah, if I was a wind, I would take you like a leaf to the heaven. That's as much as I can do with the translation. Simple and beautiful. And you know what? I'm going to do myself a favor. I'm going to play one more from this. And I know you haven't heard this one before, but I can tell you one thing. The bass is going to just haunt you.
Ciebie czekać w chłodzie nocy.
Warm Up My Lips, or if you like, Ogrzej Me Usta, Breakout 1971 from Blues. Such a warm sound. You can hear all this imperfection there. It is so good. Or maybe it's just me getting very sentimental and romantic the older I get. But I guess that's nothing wrong with that, is it? I had to buy double albums from them because the one I played and the other covers I had to put on my wall in my bedroom. Yeah, I was a weird kid, wasn't I? Killing Joke, once again, pretty disappointing, but like I say, some people who have seen them first time, they seem to be pretty excited and loving it. And there was a funny thing about it. I've been standing in about third row or fourth from the stage, and in front of us there was a guy, like almost like a McDonald's section, all the guys like 250 pounds, and standing in, they didn't even know each other, but they were standing in one row in front of us. And I think McDonald's section, that's a good name for them. It was just funny, very funny, funny. And it was even funnier, there was one of those kind of little bit overweight guys, had a tattoo of Einstürzende and the Neubauten on him, so on his arm. And I said, that's fucking great, this is good, and I'm in the right place. So Rickshaw Theater become like Commodore used to be. Now the Commodore is a kind of a pizza place for easy listening. And Rickshaw Theater, it's a place for you. It's cheap, it's dirty, and it's that's the way the concert should look like. And all the cool people there. Yeah, I think, well, they're cool. I don't know, they look cool. I look kind of all this Sex Pistols days and New Wave days. Yes, it's 12:30. We'll go to some Einstürzende later. But Killing Joke from, what is the album title? I'm so retarded. Extremities, Dirt, and various repressed emotions. That's my English. So there you go. Like I always say, English is my second language, and love is my first. That's the best period of Killing Joke. Man, this is really good, I think. It is good.
one split second, saw the great work of man as he turned the forest into deserts of sand.
Go Intravenous by Killing Joke. And here is we can talk about it for a second later on. Here's the odd, the first.
In the cool of the evening, you know, there's nothing sexier than voting on a hot summer day. Be sure to vote in the 40th Provincial General Election Tuesday, May 14th. For more information, go to elections.bc.ca. First I say no, I got some plans for tonight, and then I stop
and say, alright, love is kinda crazy with us. Well, I guess they picked the right thing. It's the nothing sexier. You know why? Because you're just replacing one prostitute with another one. And if you think I'm full of shit, well, let's try. If you're really for animal welfare like I am, and you try to go to your MP and tell them to change the law about the ritual killing of animals, because that's what's going on in this country. Well, you go to supermarket now and you can find kosher or halal food. And if you're not aware of it, I tell you exactly how that looks like. You just hang the animal by his legs and cut its throat with a very sharp thing and let it bleed to death. That's how. That's what it is. And we'll see what your MP is going to do about it. Because, you know, you have such an influx now of Muslim population here. And that's probably, that's why this thing is just going on. And it's illegal in European Union. It's kind of apparently legal here. And so it's legal killing all the seals down the beautiful East Coast. And there's many things. If you really care for animals, just go to your MPs and you let me know if they ever mention anything in the Senate or government when they elected. They will not do nothing for you. Guarantee. Or even simple thing like ban on dogs being carrying trucks in the back. This is just plain stupid. But yeah, well, good luck. But go and exercise your so-called democratic freedom or right to vote. And yeah, go. Alright, thanks Anya for call. You hang up on me, but that's okay. I know. It's all good. What can I say? I hope I'll be here next week. And hope is a mother of fools, of course, as we know it. And I wish you rain. Stay tuned for Pyra, for Empire's Ball. And I wish you rain.
If any member of the family should die whilst in the shelter from contamination, put them outside, but remember to tag them first for identification purposes.